Welcome to episode 2 of the SMW Central podcast. We still don't have a formal name for this thing, but so be it. I'm FB0.
I'm Impetus.
I'm Ivy.
And I'm Dan.
And this is episode 2 where I do not have a swivel chair any longer because that was making so much noise during the entirety of my Ooh. Audio track. It was awful.
I disliked the video for that, you know.
My chair is squeaking and squeaking away, but it's not getting picked up by the microphone, so I guess Discord did something
handy.
Like that.
Yeah, mine is, I've got it sitting on the side, and it just... Like, you
I got
can
it.
Hear
yep,
it.
I'm hearing
it's just
that.
Awful.
Wow.
It's so bad.
It's fantastic. So 30 seconds in, we're already derailed ourselves.
No, that's fine. This is an intro. This is what an intro is.
I'm looking at Audacity right now, and every time I move my chair, there's like a little blip on Audacity, and I'm just like, shit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Discord might be fine, but Audacity's going to pick up every single bit.
Yeah, but that's what noise removal is for.
That's what filters and magic is
for. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to hear the unfiltered version of my mic. It's bad enough when it is filtered.
Yeah. But anyway, it is... We've just had some contests finish up finally, so we're going to briefly go into that. Site news. OLDC is done. It took not very long to do, all things considered, in terms of like judging. It's like
I judged all levels, and I gave them all max points because I love everyone on the site so much that I couldn't give them any lower than max points.
And therefore, we had to disqualify all of her.
Yeah.
Actually, it wouldn't have mattered if all your scores were the same, it literally would not have mattered for the averages.
Well, exactly. it shows how much I love the site. That's the important part.
Yeah.
The important part is that I love everyone.
Yep.
SuperMarketCentral.net.
Yep.
The entered, obviously, everyone that didn't enter, they got nothing.
Everyone's
the losers.
So the results came out, and I have the top three winners here. So in third place was Lux, in second place was Six Corby, and in first place was Frozen Quills. And actually, Frozen Quills is also our member of the month this month.
Good on him.
You can check out the interview that I did with him and general discussion if you want to read about them.
Yep.
I'm gonna say about level design this time is what we talked about.
Yeah. But you
the
just have to look for
the
thread started.
People as the podcast.
Which, speaking of which, is it's the topic of this podcast as well.
Eventually, yeah. But we're going to talk about some design philosophy later on, because we figured it was thematic with the fact that OLDC is wrapped up at this point. The other thing that's going on, there's not too much news this week. There is currently some feedback. We're taking some user feedback right now about the future contests for the rest of this year. There's been a lot of level design contests, and we've thought about whether or not we want to have like a Yoshi's Island contest or a chocolate contest this year, but some people are kind of contested out at this point. So we want to get some feedback from users, see what the temperature is for like having more contests, or if we want to have like something smaller. So check out the thread and announcements. There may or may not be some decision made by the time this podcast goes out. That's just what we do around here with
our
news.
Our tyrannical
now.
Administrator idol is leaning towards a CLDC, but we'll see.
We'll see. And there is some stuff. There are some staff applications going on. They are actually closing the day after this, so this is not really an announcement to go and apply for staff or anything, but. By the time this comes out, we might have some additional staff being chosen. There were
new
some
people to bully.
New people to bully in our
good job,
staff Discord.
I think we know a couple of them already.
Hmm?
I think I already know like a couple of them.
I don't know them myself.
Know.
Yeah. There were there were changes that started on the 1st. Taylor was formally promoted up to full staff from Twitter account, and he's still in charge of the Twitter account. Louis stepped down as the music lead, and now Nameless is music lead. And then Hooflung Du and Sonic, who have both stepped down from full-time, but are section helpers.
Can't believe we never got to see Papa Louie's pizza stream.
He was never around enough to even see it, so...
No, that was a pizza stream. It's just that none of you are invited.
Well, I'll probably do some Mario stream at some point, so that could be interesting.
Nah. The pizza stream was Illuminati, I'm afraid.
The intangible ideal, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta have that.
I thought you were going to say more, but you just ended on the more.
My little added
I'm like,
there.
Where is he going with this? I'm like, I did take a drink of water at the time. I'm like, this is the perfect time for me to take
just
a drink.
Rant.
He's in what sounds like it's going to be a conversation with himself. No. All right. So that's basically all that's going on with site news. It's not as interesting this time, and it's not as outdated yet.
Yeah, I think that was unique last time, just how temperamental that news was.
It was.
You say yes, but by the time it's releasing, for all we know, in fact, in all likelihood, this isn't even going to be in the podcast segment, because our last new segment was not in the podcast, because it was already so outdated.
Because like 4 out of 5 pieces of the news we had last time were outdated by the time the podcast came out.
Yeah, the threads that we just mentioned are going to be closed, basically. It's going to happen.
I can't believe I've been censored by FP0.
Yeah, I know.
First
my
67th place in OLDC, and now this.
I can't believe FP0 censored all the noises my chairmates.
So we did all the OLDC judging without knowing who did the level and such. And then Eric gives us the level list of everybody, and Idle and I are going through, and I'm looking at my scores, and I'm like, oh shit, I trashed Ivy's level.
Brutalized.
It was... really funny.
Uh-oh, why did it take him for a noob level designer?
I didn't realize he was so bad at this.
It's okay, Ivy. I gave you a level 4 points.
Dude, I personally thought the color scheme
was awesome.
Yeah, but
Dan gave everybody 0 points.
Mossy green on the gray.
I have high standards.
Unique.
Well, I mean, Aeon gave everyone 0 points.
Yeah. So
actually, Idle was the one who complained most about the visuals, so... I guess I should whine at her, but then she'll smite me, so...
Yeah, now that she's admin. That's right, that also happened. She became admin now. Everyone cower in fear.
Yep.
I don't know if
I have confetti, but I'm saving it for something else.
From lowly Twitter poster to admin within 5 months?
That's what happens.
You gotta be good at what you... you gotta show initiative, I suppose.
It is. It's actually the key component there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's happening on the site. We're going to move on to, before we go to main segment, we thought about putting this into the previous podcast, but then it turned out to be super long, so we skipped over it.
This will give us some good girth here, too.
Yeah, plus the main segment's not always 40 minutes of us talking about ourselves.
Yep.
So we're going to do a little bit of just general gaming segments to just talk about what we've been playing lately, what we're looking forward to, stuff like that. So, what have people been playing lately? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, I was playing Terraria right before the podcast started.
Who could forget this classic
game? Which is a classic game, but I've been playing it with the Forum mod and Fargus mod,
mm-hmm.
which has like a pretty much... loads of new content, like pretty much doubles the content of the Terraria base game, the Forum mod in particular.
Which is crazy because Terraria already has so much content.
Like there's like the Forum mod has like 2 new classes, so you get the Bard class and the Healer class, both of which are really good for playing multiplayer because they both support orientated, obviously. There's also like 9 new bosses, an entirely new biome in the game.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, no, I was wrong. There's 11 new bosses.
Wow.
And like just a shit ton of items and armor sets.
So yeah, that is like double the content.
So yeah, I really would recommend it. It's an amazing mod.
Every time
Central Terraria
play
server one.
What you got, Dan?
It'd be kind of neat if we got like a SWC Terraria thing running.
Yeah, Dan was just saying it. That'd be fun. I haven't played it in a while, but I've enjoyed. That is the game I have the most time in on Steam.
I have like 1,700 hours on it. Every time I play it multiplayer, there's another like 300 tacked onto that. So
it's true. Word of though, warning. That is true.
It's always vanilla. Every time they have like a huge update, it's like, all right, time to squander another couple weeks of real time.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's funny because Imp said because you guys are saying that's a classic, and it's funny to think. But yeah, at this point, it's like 6 years old.
2010, yeah.
2010 or 2011?
2011, probably.
I think it was 11.
Definitely came after Minecraft.
It came out in 2011.
Yeah.
And man, it links back to Assembly Central because the creator of it made Justin Bieber.
I read it.
That's right.
Wait.
That's right.
So it all comes around to us.
Everyone bullies him over his coding. I mean, they don't bully him directly because he's never actually person to person.
Did you just say the creator of SMBX made Terraria?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look closely
at
the particle effects in SMBX, you can notice that they're pretty similar in style to Terraria. That's like the closest you can get.
Yeah, it was right around the time that he got SMBX shut down. That
you know what?
Or he shut it down himself. I don't know what the whole deal was. I don't remember.
Permanently 1.3.0.1. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
that's why they got SMBX 2.0.
I assume he shut it down so he could get his game on Nintendo consoles.
True.
Possibly.
Don't want to offend.
That because might be, yeah.
I always found it funny that the creator of SMBX was on Nintendo consoles considering Nintendo's horrible relationship with fan game makers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was it's a fun game. I really do enjoy it. I find it easier to get into than Minecraft a lot of times, just because there's stuff to do. There's progression to be made. Because Minecraft without mods ends really quickly in terms of progression.
It does. I don't know what the speed running kind of scenario is.
Well, not
there,
necessarily.
It's like
a
couple of hours to beat the game.
I mean, even if you beat Minecraft, which can be done quickly, there's still so much you can do.
Yeah, obviously Minecraft is
build
a lot of
farm. Like, build an
with Minecraft, you have a lot more option to do stuff, but
it's 3D, which is a big change.
To be honest, I only enjoy Minecraft if I'm playing in creative or if I got lots of mods on that make it more similar to Terraria.
That's the thing for me, too. The reason being, I'm not that creative with Minecraft, but I love, like, the engine. I don't like the engine because
no one loves the engine.
But I like the core of it. I like the three-dimensional. I like the exploration that you can do in it, but without other stuff, goals for me to be working towards, more than just the vanilla ones, basically, I lose interest quickly.
Yeah, so those huge mod packs are so successful.
I mean, I honestly think Terraria is a better game than Minecraft.
Terraria is a base game. Not only is it like cheaper by an order of magnitude, but it's like thousands of extra hours of content.
I think Terraria is a little more consistent. Like,
yeah.
But it's good to have them both, because they, at first, people kind of, group them together, but they've both gone off in their own directions, and yeah, I'm glad that I have both.
Yeah.
So, what else?
It's quite a loaded topic.
What else have people been playing?
Well, every day I do the Isaac daily run. It's basically tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Have you done your daily run for today?
I have not yet, no.
How did yesterday's go?
Top 1.5 percentile, I believe. Yeah.
It's the
kind of skill I got there. MLG Isaac in the house.
What a pro.
Let's see. Let's look at my profile here.
Do you have a mod that makes him wear sunglasses?
Well, unfortunately, you can't use mods on while you're doing the daily runs, but I don't even know. There's a mod that gives him eyeglasses, and you could easily resprite that to be sunglasses. So, that could be pretty feasible.
I'm surprised that you don't have, a deal with the shades mod.
But yeah, I'm 27th place on the leaderboard, so that's pretty cool. It's pretty swanky.
Nice. Very good.
And aside from that, trying to remember, I was doing a somewhat modded Minecraft playthrough with folks. It's kind of fallen by the wayside, but I think we'll pick it back up soonish.
Hmm.
And it's like a custom mod pack, so it's not obscenely revolutionary, but it does change. It does add a lot of things that would be lacking in the vanilla game.
Quality of life stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good. Sometimes the mod packs are... It's nice to have all that stuff available, but it's also like, this is way too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the latest version of Minecraft. Well, it was on 1.12.1, which is not technically the latest anymore. So with a couple of mods that are up to date, there's a surprising amount that get instantly, immediately updated as soon as Forge comes out.
There was a ton of stuff that got left behind on like 1.7.
Yeah, rest in peace. A lot of
everybody mods. Assumed it was going to take longer for the 1.9, or that it wasn't going to take very long for 1.9 to show up. But then it took over a year. And so nobody changed over to 8 because they assumed that the time between was not going to be long enough to be worth making 1.8 mods.
Yeah, and then it just kept compounding.
Yeah.
And it's like a great schism now.
Do you remember Notch promised mod support and that when I brought Minecraft, I thought it was just going to have mod support officially.
You mean the mod API?
But Microsoft's going to enhance the game.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Notch, for literally lying to everyone and then throwing away the project.
Hmm.
I still miss the one mod that I miss most is about the Wolves mod. If anyone remembers that one.
The which one?
Better Than Wolves mod. It's a really old one.
So I remember Wolves, that one.
Yeah, there's a continuation better with mods.
The creator was a weird guy.
Oh, I can imagine that. Hey, it's a weird mod.
I mean, it takes a weird guy to make a wolf block. I'll admit.
Yeah.
A lot of nerve to compress a wolf into a cube.
If I remember right, one it's of the core mechanics of it was to take wolves, trap them in a dark room until they shit themselves, then use the shit to do stuff. It's like, what?
The poop is only used to tan leather, I believe, so it's not that versatile.
Yeah, but then you make assless chaps out of it.
Notch is only adding wolves, and yet here's a mod that adds so much more content to the game.
There was interesting stuff in it, but there was a lot of weird stuff in it too.
Still that's exists, true. The fact that I liked the most about it was the sort of technology in it. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of Minecraft technology is either, hey, it's magic, or hey, here's a space age nuclear powered bluestone void conduit stuff. And like, I like the sort of the mechanical gear turning technology and that
levels. Yeah, like, they have the mechanical power with the windmills and stuff. I just, not a fan of the progression there. Like, you need to use this saw, which you can't use the hand crank for. You have to build the bad windmill, and you have to use the bad windmill to power the saw to cut some blocks, and then you can make a water wheel. It's just weird gating.
The last time I played with mod packs, one of the mods we looked at was Immersive Engineering, which kind of like that.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't super techie at first. It was more mechanical, like there were these huge water wheels
almost.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was really impressed by both the ideas behind it and the visual design of it too. It was really neat because you could like hang up power poles and then string wires between them.
I think the only
instead
downside
of running cables
is that it has guns in it, so it's just like, all right, here's Minecraft with guns. So you could probably disable that.
I think one of the main issues with Minecraft mods is that a lot of them are very similar nowadays.
Mm.
Like, there are so many mods that are just connecting blocks with cables, and that's basically the entire thing. Or connecting magical blocks with power line conduit astral bullshit.
Hey guys, check out this mod. It's 70 different types of TNT. One of them spits out cows!
That actually sounds more creative than most.
Yeah,
if there's 70 unique different TNTs, I'm down.
It's like basically what I'm saying is how many different industrial craft skins does the game need?
Yeah, like,
each one with like its own system electricity and its own like incompatible sort of.
With like one or two unique blocks between them, like this one lava is good for generating power, and in this one.
You get a mod that converts one mod's power into another mod's power.
that was always in like all of the big Technic pack kind of thing. So like you'd have like the Technic pack with the tech mods, and like it'd be like it wouldn't matter which tech mod you use because you get the same results from all of them pretty much.
You could always
like break the game for like infinite power or something by combining blocks from different tech mods and then power conversions.
Funny enough, I actually helped beta test Tekkit. Years and years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. because it was created over on Something Awful, and I was in the Minecraft modding thread at the time. We actually were doing this was back when this was before it was called Tekkit. It was when it was called Technic Pack MP, the multiplayer version. Because remember, Minecraft didn't used to be an integrated single multiplayer environment.
Yeah, it was just one. You had to have like separate mods for multiplayer entirely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Some people were starting to make their mods for multiplayer, and we were beta testing them. And one of the very first things I remember doing was sitting in like a test world with some guys on SA, and we're like, what are all these mods? Because at the time, stuff like Railcraft was still new to us or whatever. And so like, take out some rails and I put them down, and it's like, high-speed rail. So I get in a cart, and we learn that the high-speed rails explode you if you fall off the rail or whatever. But at the time, they were bugged, and they would cause local crashes, client crashes, if you exploded off of a rail. So everybody suddenly crashed out. The server was up, but... Yeah, it was an interesting time. And we did a lot of cool things.
Real nostalgia bomb there. Mm-hmm. The Minecraft modding thread has fallen by the wayside now. It's just sad. Rest in peace.
I mean, Minecraft is not a thing that we used to do, like, on the site. I just felt like priority.
Yeah.
I feel like Minecraft seems even more done to death.
I feel like Minecraft is definitely still big and around and such. But I feel like it's slowly starting to plateau and fall off.
Well, just look at the Minecraft forums. They plateaued in 2013 and they've been declining ever since.
So I guess that's just indicative of what I think I'm seeing.
I think everyone's...
Minecraft is going to be like TV trips.
What did either of you say?
Internet cryptid.
Who's going to talk first?
Go, Dan.
I think most people are focusing on the console versions and Windows 10 now.
Which are now just Minecraft with no subtitle.
Yeah, they're called Minecraft now. They gave Java Edition.
As a subtitle. Yeah. It is now the secondary.
It Microsoft shouldn't be is officially like that. Java is where it started. But I think they're calling it Minecraft now just because there's better together up there and they're going to link consoles to each other.
Honestly, if the console version, the Windows 10 version of Minecraft had the modding support, I think people would be eager to go over that way, but there's just not the depth of modding support available.
I honestly think the lack of modding support on this version is
they're not going to allow like, it. And also, you got to instead of doing Java, you got to program in whatever it is. It's probably C# or something like that.
Well, the thing is, if you play with mods and you're going to join online, you can pretty much cheat on a console technically because you can connect to other servers on different consoles.
It's not
Switch
gonna
is
going
to come
that.
Soon.
It's not going to end up working out in that environment. No, not in the way that we would have it in the Java one.
You kind of need the keyboard and mouse for the best control, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never... I still want to try to get Minecraft on my Wii U and see how terrible it is. I don't imagine it being nice.
I honestly wouldn't want to get Minecraft on the Wii or the Switch just because I don't think it's worth playing when it's not modded. I think a lot of people probably aren't going to play Minecraft that much.
Yeah.
Well, I never said I'm going to pay for it. Wink, wink.
Of course.
Wow.
Just bleep that out. No one has to know.
On this website, you're suggesting that pirating is okay. This is a noble Yarr! Website, people. Of law-abiding people.
Alright. Let's see, real quick. I played recently. I got and beat Danganronpa V3, Killing Harmony. I was really excited about that. It was probably the game I was most looking forward to this year. By the silence, I assume nobody knows what that is.
No.
It's that game with the bear on it and people die.
Yes. It's a visual novel about murder mysteries, basically. And I really enjoyed the series. I got really into it for quite a while. And the English version of the third game finally came out here, like 8 months after it released in Japan. So yeah, I played all through that, and it's fucking long. It's like 55 hours.
That's a pretty long for a visual novel.
Yeah,
crikey.
It's like a, that's like a visual saga right there.
It's like reading a real book.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me that long to read a book. That's a like large reading book, entire very large book, series.
Like 1,200 pages.
Yeah. It's surprising how long it is, but it's because of the presentation. Like, half the game is voice acted and stuff like that.
That's like reading Homestuck. That's insane.
That's quite a comparison.
But yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed it in the end. I don't know if it's my favorite. The second game was really good. But I don't know. It might be right around the exact same level that I held the second one at. So yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Other than that, I got a new 3DS lately, and
2DS or
no, I have it's a new Nintendo 3DS. I see. So.
But the Switch is the new 3DS.
Yeah. Dude, the new 2DS is cool. You missed an opportunity there.
No, I thought about getting it, but then Nintendo said, "Hey, we're making a Metroid 3DS," and I was like, "Off."
It's aesthetic.
I gotta get that.
But aren't those just... Oh no, it's an XL, so there's no faceplates.
It's an XL. Yeah, it's real good. And I just picked up... Well, I've already beaten Samus Returns, but I got it after... Yeah. I did that before I got the new 3DS, so I did it on my older one. And now I'm playing through Picross 3D Round 2.
I like my XL too. Is the Zelda edition.
It's pretty fancy. Like the Majora's Mask one?
No, it's just, I don't remember. It's just the Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
It has those fancy little winglets and such. I'm not actually a diehard Zelda fan, but they look so good, so it's just like, bam. my original 3DS was also that Zelda one, but it had like gold paint all the way on the inside, so that was extra fancy. And this one's just black. So it's like, well... It's good enough.
All right, Dan, and real quick, what have you been doing lately? What have you been playing?
Anything? Well, I've been kind of playing Gary's Mod.
Kind of.
If you can even call it playing, I use it more as a video making tool. So, is it playing? I don't know.
That's fair. I'll accept
it. If your Steam profile says playing Gary's Mod, I say it's
then
eligible.
It's playing. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that, and I think like 2 weeks ago now, before that, I started playing Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Took me long enough to play that.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that much last week, but Dan has been hard at work with those full moons, or blood moons.
Not last week, I kind of haven't played for a long time, because I finished the game around 3 weeks ago, and I haven't really touched it for anything else besides modding. Which is fun, by the way. I mean, if you ever want to walk around as CJ from San Andreas, there's your chance. It's available. You can download it on Game Banana. It's great. So that, great game.
Yep.
Possibly the best Zelda game out there.
It's real fun. I don't know if I'd call it the best, but I really enjoyed it for what it was.
I think it's the best 3D Zelda game.
I just really like Majora's Mask.
And I prefer the 3D Zelda games to the 2D Zelda games, so technically it is the best Zelda game.
I'm a 2D Zelda boy, so we got all three factions here.
I'd love another 3D Zelda game where it mainly focuses on story and you pretty much follow a path that's set out for you. I mean, that's the traditional Zelda we all know and love, right? But this open world aspect of it, it really... changed how the game works, and it worked really well.
I liked everything getting items at the start so that they could make a set of puzzles, or they could make all their puzzles consistent across the entire game. I liked that idea.
Yeah.
But I wish there were more items, more runes and things like that. Because...
What could have worked?
Well, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. But I wouldn't have thought of, you know... a magnesis power or anything.
Love
like
the overpowered
that.
Gravity gun that you get.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about putting magnetics in a Zelda game, but it worked so well. So I'd trust Nintendo to come up with some pretty cool powers.
It's like the El Vibrato in West of Loathing. It's like the juxtaposition of the ancient technology with
there was always a fun anticipatory aspect of like Zelda dungeons, going through and getting a new item. Like, you knew you were going to get new items in the dungeons, yeah. And you might get some new items outside the dungeon. Like, oh, there's the
big
chest. Yeah. But Breath of the Wild, by giving you all the items at the beginning, doesn't... That same feeling isn't there.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
The champion abilities are kind of like that, but they're not in the same way. Because, you know, you don't have to get them. You don't have to solve puzzles with them or anything like that. The best you have... is sometimes the shrines will give you some really nice weapons, or sometimes you get armor. Now, the armor rewards, that's actually, that worked out well enough.
Yeah, the armor rewards
are great. But there's something about the... I'd like to see more items, or optional items, stuff like optional runes. Like, make all your puzzles based around the original ones, but leave in ways to solve stuff with optional runes. Break the puzzle. Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I miss the unknown aspect of getting cool new items.
You know how in older Zelda games there's like the fire rod and the ice rod and everything, and it's a really special item.
Even the sand rod.
It's really useful and powerful. And then it turns out there's like dozens of them in Breath of the Wild, and they're just basic items.
I mean, I appreciate that they're at least weapons and are useful in various situations. But yeah, I know you know exactly what I mean.
I mean, at first you feel like, wow, I got the freaking fire rod. This is incredible. Yeah. And then it just breaks with like 5 hits and you're like, oh, well, I'll
dang.
Find another one, I guess.
Into the trash it goes.
I think where they really messed up Junty is... like giving Lincoln all the combat skills, because the champion obviously kind of combat skills when you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What he could have done is he could have added in more dungeons into the game. And if you remember in like Twilight Princess, where as you go through the game in Twilight Princess, you learn more combat skills of fighting enemies.
Yeah.
They could have been like, hey, Link, unlock the shield bash, or unlock this different special move that you can pull off, and like give you more choices of fighting enemies. And that gives like the combat a bit more depth as well. Because there was combat breadth of like all these different ways that you can approach fighting enemies. You can use electricity to stun them or ice to freeze them. But at the end of the day, it like wasn't quite as deep as a combat depth in like Skyward Sword or something. Or even Ocarina of Time, really. And I feel like that was a bit missing from the game. I feel like if they went in that direction a bit more and gave Link some more abilities that he could like unlock slowly throughout the course of the game to improve his combat skills, and then not only would it like play into the story of like Link becoming a better swordsman, the master swordsman, relearning his memories of how to sword fight to beat Ganon up, it would also like give a better sense of progression to the player. Unfortunately, yeah, I think it was a pain.
One of the things that I would change or make slight alterations to was the dungeons. While I did think that they were really cool for being like these large kind of
animals,
no, I was gonna say like they're one large puzzle, basically the whole dungeon needs to be manipulated in almost every time.
Yeah.
They were also really kind of small, especially compared to other dungeons. Some of them, it took a long time to get to. Others, it took almost no time to get to. Like, once you got to the area, like the Zora one, because you started way, way far out from Zora's domain, feels like it's a real long, involved effort. It's honestly that the whole getting to Zora's domain segment of the game is probably my favorite part of the entire thing. I just really enjoyed that journey.
It's the best thing ever. The part where you're underwater shooting down the orbs.
I actually did Gerudo Valley first was my first one, and like that set me up to be like, oh yeah, you gotta do the adventuring to get the quest, get into town first, then do the mission to get their trust, and then go up to the boss. I was like, yeah, that's really cool. And then the next one I went to was the third one.
Yeah,
and it was like
the retail. Yeah, one
talk
is
to
basically...
a guy and then go into the thing, and it's like, what?
It took no
time at
all. But
there's not more to it? Like, I was so surprised by that.
Yeah. So, I guess you could say, like, half the dungeon is also outside, but... I don't know. I wish the dungeons were a little bit more involved, even if it came at the cost of not having the whole huge dungeon manipulation puzzles and stuff like that.
There's still a chance the new DLC is going to have another dungeon in it.
Yeah, and I don't know where they're going to go in that regard. It'll be interesting to see.
I don't think it's going to be a divine beast, but I don't know where they're going to place it anyway. I mean, their entire world has been decided already.
Throughout the game, anytime I found something that looked like a dungeon, like a traditional style dungeon, I would go there and see, you know, what they had in it. Like all the labyrinths, there's that forgotten temple in the canyon. I just wanted to see what it was like. I was like, oh, maybe there's a little bit more of a traditional dungeon design in here. And granted, the shrines are kind of like traditional dungeons, but miniaturized. Yeah.
Speaking of shrines, did you know you can break them pretty badly?
Yeah, I've seen many things like that.
The shield surfing mechanic is what's breaking
them. Shield surfing. Like from the little TV show.
Well, they'll just have to... In the future, they'll have to see if they can tighten up the design or just leave it alone, because it's kind of fun to be able to break them around like people are discovering.
Yeah,
I like the shrines. I think I only broke it once. Was on like the Sun Help Me thing, and it was just such a pain in the ass to get the wall to flick in the right way that I just turned the entire controller upside down to do the Help Me.
Yeah.
It worked.
Gyro shrines are the worst.
Oh, gosh.
Like especially those little marble puzzles. When you play in an emulator, trust me, it doesn't work well.
That's your own fault.
Let me just map the gyro to OKL semicolon.
I had to hold the right click button on my mouse and then move it around, and it just doesn't work.
Because
every time you click somewhere, the entire thing goes, it just turns around 180 degrees, and that sphere just flies off into the distance, and you're like, wow, I was close too. You're just gonna ruin it.
That's why you buy Nintendo Play on Nintendo. Heck yeah.
I have a Wii U now, and gyro's a lot better to deal with.
When you can just feel it in your hands.
I know, it's so much better.
There is one thing that I'm really helpful for, which is that Nintendo takes the engine that used for Breath of the Wild, which is, to be honest, kind of an insane engine. We got like all the physics stuff, the ability to have like the huge map about the loading times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope that, like, they use it for either more Zelda games or other games. And for all I know, they're using the same engine for Odyssey, which they probably are, actually.
Their engines are pretty darn scalable, from what I remember hearing, so I wouldn't be surprised if Odyssey is using a branch of it.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, a Metroid Prime game with the Breath of the Wild engine.
My heart. Be still.
The thing you said about loading times, they are actually there.
They are, but
if you travel way too fast, your entire game will freeze. It won't actually crash or anything, because you can still see the fog move around and the wind lines, whatever. You can still see that moving, but it's gonna.
Yeah, but I imagine that you're talking about speeds that are not achievable without some sort of modding.
According to a friend of mine, there is a horse in the game that goes fast enough to actually make the game load. It happens on the Switch.
Huh.
It's like in freaking Pokemon when you could exploit the bike to like clip out of the map with like the fourth gear. It was just too fast for the game to handle.
Jeez, Nintendo, design your games better. Speaking of design,
Sega's the master of speed. We gotta go fast.
Add some blast processing. Nah. Speaking of design, we should probably move to the main segment, because it turns out the gaming segment was really, really long.
Sick transition.
I think it's that way.
Thank you, Dan, for noticing.
How long does it spend on the design segment?
40 minutes.
Yeah, we're at 40 minutes.
Check
out
your local recording session. You can see the timer beyond 41.
Yep. So, I guess the gaming segment was the main segment, but we were talking about design, so it kind of correlates.
Yeah.
Anyway, main segment.
Yeah, we did talk about
however long we have. We wanted to talk a little bit about SMW hack design, because OLDC just finished up, and so we were thinking, you know, OLDC was very design centric. So let's just kind of talk about like what we think makes for good hack design or good level design. It's hard to say exactly, but you know, just put it out there, some basics. What do you like to see when you play levels? Personally, and this was a lot of what I talked about in my judging. I was looking for like consistency, focus was one thing, and like exploration of ideas. So like taking an element, figuring out ways that you can use the element, in the level, and like explore like a difficulty curve using that element. It's very, I'm a very traditional Nintendo Mario design sort of person.
Is mediocrity an instrument?
But yeah, like I really enjoyed 3D World, 3D Land. The new Super Mario Bros. Games got a little stale towards the end, but they're still really well designed.
The first new Super Mario Bros. Had a lot of unique stuff in World 8.
Mm-hmm. So it's that sort of design that I really like. Introduce an idea safely for the player so they can see it, understand like what it's doing.
The very last level of the game had those weird bombs that were like deformed, and they would get ignited by the environment like spontaneously, and they would crush away the blocks falling that you needed to like cross the lava with.
If just because of all the falling meteors, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then there was one, like a star coin there. You needed to be small Mario, you need to survive all the way to the midpoint. It's like, good luck.
Yeah. My approach is from like the traditional Mario design. Also, I've taken a lot of inspiration from, of all games, Donkey Kong Country 3 has a lot of this, introduce an idea and build upon it for a level.
Yes, the best Donkey Kong Country game. Fight me.
I like 2 and 3 on about equally, I would say. But 3 has given me a little bit more staying power in my head, and I'm not sure exactly why, but I really liked it as a kid.
I mean, I feel like everyone talks about 1 and 2 the most. It's like, oh, 2 is the best one, but I honestly think 3 is the best Donkey Kong Country game. Like, I feel like it's got, like, more original concepts, more variety.
Yeah, it definitely has a variety. I guess
people just don't like the snowman boss or something. Like, they just didn't like throwing snowballs.
Yeah, that boss isn't good.
I think the hardest thing with, like, having these Nintendo-style design constraints is when you're not designing the video game entirely yourself, like, you can't use custom tools with the assembly and stuff. You're just using the already existing vanilla stuff. Everyone's seen the gimmicks over, and it gets a little stale. People try to do really strange things, or they just go completely bland. There's no
now that's, happy medium. That's a problem that's stuck to, like, VLDCs and OLDC. Because you could easily go into the sprite section, find a sprite, and do this exact line of design philosophy with introducing it and building upon it.
As if you were designing a whole game, yeah. That's how the ROM hacks work.
I think it's just we're at a point now that we've seen the same sort of things for years in contests, especially the VLDCs, just because, you know, it's limited only to what's in the game by itself. So yeah, people are getting tired of it and trying to find all sorts of weird interactions. I mean, I don't know how many people look in Show-Off, in the Show-Off channel, but like FT029 is always putting like GIFs of weird and crazy ideas that he's doing in his own hack. And to some extent, I'm seeing and I'm like, wow, that's, well, first, it's really interesting. But second, it's like, this is kind of barely Mario any longer.
Yeah, unrecognizable. Especially it's with like Super Mario Brothers,
but it's so far from what I'm comfortable with.
I mean, there is a point where you wonder why you just don't make a jump hack in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of fun to see what you can do with the vanilla assets, but yeah, there's a reason that there are so many levels using 1FO and 1-up checkpoints and things like that in VLDCX. Yeah, like,
I think VLDC is fun from that sort of what can you do with the resources you can make the best level with, like Super Mario World kind of thing, but also leaving it open enough to have like more creativity in there. Because, I mean, despite being an LDC judge, I don't think vanilla Super Mario World levels are that interesting or engaging. And it takes like a lot of effort to make something really good with that, which means that like it's a really good test of skill, like to make good vanilla levels, even when you're breaking the rules with like BLDC.
I mean, even the levels that I liked the most for them were like kind of along the weirder side, a little closer to the janky side of Mario ROM hacking. And it is hard to make classic style levels these days, but there's definitely still an art to it. I think at this point, doing classic style levels purely vanilla gets you is a little harder these days, but I don't know. That's the style of level I've always made, and that's where I generally stay.
I mean, like, the way I always felt like it is it's like, if you only, like, make, like, authentic Mario-style levels, you don't have to limit yourself to being vanilla. Because that'd be like if Nintendo only ever made new Super Mario games using the exact same assets as Super Mario World. That'd be, like, really freaking weird, right? They still create new enemies and stuff. So I don't think you have to limit yourself to a vanilla to make a Super Mario World being Super Mario World hack at all.
There's a lot of things that's missing from the original Smoo.
Yeah. So that's what I like. What about you guys? Where do you guys fall in, like, the design categories?
I don't know. I'd say I'm pretty similar with the Nintendo-ish vein. That's kind of what I went for my OLDC level, but it was... It took the worst parts, the uninspiredness of some of the Star World levels, and then it just ran with that. So it didn't end up too well, but... An attempt was made.
Trashed.
The realization, oh no.
What have I done? I mean, I also trashed LX5's level. So,
yeah,
you're not alone.
The body counts just keeps racking up.
Yep.
People,
I'm taking out
for
my
your
fellow
head.
Staff.
FP0 assassinated for level design conspiracy.
Pour one out for me.
In memoriam. But I don't have much to add there. You pretty much got it spot on.
Okay. What about you, Em?
This is going to sound really silly. I don't like Super Mario World that much.
Nice.
And I've never been a fan of Super Mario World design.
Why are we here?
Yeah, okay. This doesn't mean that I don't like Mario, but I have a very big preference for the newer Mario games, starting with New Super Mario Bros. On the 3DS, on the regular DS. Not the 3DS. Not the 2DS. Thanks, Nintendo, for your names.
Old 3DS.
Just the DS.
The old original Nintendo DS.
Yep,
Not even the 3DS, the DS.
The old chunky one.
Yep.
Oh, the DS Fat, P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
The Fat, yes. New Super Mario Bros. Wii and stuff, and I really like level design in those games. New Super Mario, I also like Super Mario Bros. 3, kind of, but it's not great. So yeah, it sounds kind of weird saying that like I don't like Super Mario World, but I do like platformers a lot. I like Kirby a lot. To be honest, a lot of my level design is more like Kirby based. And I also like Castlevania a lot. Probably more than Metroid. I like the way that Castlevania has like very sort of, hey, here's a challenge, overcome it kind of level design.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever played my level, which is probably, at least my BLDC 9 level, you probably noticed that like the levels are very segmental. It'll be like, hey, here's this obstacle, get past it. Here's a breather, here's another obstacle, get past it. Like, it's very much my level design, sort of.
Yeah,
lots of new challenges
like
for a level. I'm not sure if that level design is great, but like, that's kind of where I got my inspiration from, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't want to spread any rumors, but Kirby is being developed for Super Mario Bros. X 2.0. So I don't know how bold they're going to go with that, but
I can't wait Kirby till in Mario. I just leave I the site Kirby. And join the Super Mario Bros. X forums for Kirby.
The forums are not too good. Instead, you could go to like the Codehouse Discord, which is where they.
I've heard rumors.
You can go ahead and ask in the comments section if you want a link to that Discord channel. People talk about development and stuff.
But feel like around the time SMBX Engine introduced all these other characters, that like. Some of the focus on the engine kind of got lost as well.
And they're reverting.
I haven't
back.
Really played anything since those characters were. I guess this was pre 2.0 or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. My only experience with it was seeing Rocco play the entirety of Magalex 2 and then doing the bonus levels.
Yeah,
at
they
the
had
end.
Some demos and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really like any of the characters.
It was a pretty.
It could have been just unpolished at that time, but I don't know. A lot of them felt too specific, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's Wario, there's Bowser, there's some real gems among there. And some of one or two of the really strange ones have been removed because they were implemented by one proponent who has since been destroyed from the community. So...
but... Yeah, it's like, I mean, you can make levels that are designed around Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad in that, or Link in that engine, certainly. But they're a little more interchangeable amongst themselves. You can usually, if the level is not explicitly requiring you to, like, make really tall jumps or go across large gaps by floating or... spike bounce or something like that. Unless the level requires that, you can usually put any of those five characters into a level and they can get through it pretty easily. I felt like watching the other characters that were there,
and it's gonna
that
be more
you could not do that.
More exclusive that they, levels.
That they need the level to be built around them.
I mean, something like Kirby is obviously going to be pretty polarizing.
Yeah. At that point, I mean, it's different. At that point, you're making a Kirby level.
Like, Link already had some interesting uniqueness, but he could still definitely make the jumps if needed.
Yeah. It's or in the way that they interpreted power-ups for him or something like that were pretty interesting. So, I feel like, from what we've seen, what I had seen, and again, things may have changed since then, most of the characters there relied a lot on their level design to be... interesting and just can't be transposed into other levels as easily. Or at that point, it's almost like you're playing a new game because of the way the character controls so uniquely.
I mean, speaking of new games and level design, Mega Maker is a thing. Which is pretty cool.
What is that?
Mega Maker.
Oh, yeah,
For Mega Man levels.
Mm-hmm. Didn't, like, Snort Pyro make an entire Mega Man engine in Game Maker just to make a Mega Man contest? Something like that.
I have no idea.
I mean, I've been playing with Mega Maker a lot more, which, honestly, I didn't really play Mega Man when I was growing up or anything, but I've been getting into it more recently, and I really appreciate the level design style of Mega Man as well. That's, like, very similar to the kind of things that I like. I was talking about like sort of the obstacle by obstacle challenging the player kind of way that I build my levels. Mm-hmm. It's like it's meshed really well for me.
Good old Mega
Man. Yeah, Mega Man design is a lot different from what I know. I don't really know how to make a good Mega Man level.
I've been watching Raokao play the Mega Man DOS video games.
That is not how you make
a good that's Mega not Man level. A good example.
I know that much.
You could say.
And last up, what about you, Dan? What do you think is good in levels? What do you like in levels?
Personally, I enjoy levels that have some good puzzles in them. Mainly, well, I'm a Zelda fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty obvious. And
of course.
There's a lot of puzzles in those games. And because I pretty much grew up with Zelda, it's the kind of design I've been wanting in pretty much every game I play nowadays. And unfortunately, you can't have it in every game. Mario is definitely not a good example for puzzles.
Well, the SMBX people definitely try their best to make sprawling Metroidvania levels.
I've never actually given SMBX.
Oh, yeah, you may or may not.
I've played it, like, for 5 minutes, but...
Zelda 2 levels, how about that?
Yeah, yeah, it's actually would be similar to that.
Zelda 2 levels.
The thing I would ask is, you're sort of admitting, like, puzzle levels don't really work well in Mario, so even though you like puzzles, you know they're not great in Mario, or...
It does work... I think it just depends on who does it, because not everyone's good at doing it.
Yeah, like, trying to make a sprawling puzzle level is kind of a... Not too many people would like that, but little short, clever puzzles, like in the Mario's Catastrophe hacks,
are that splendid. Kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff.
I think if the hack is a puzzle hack, then it's fine. But generally, whenever I encounter puzzles, I kind of feel like...
If it's just slapped into a regular ROM hack, like, what's this?
The momentum dies. Yeah.
I suppose next to puzzles, I think exploration also really does it for me. So the two hacks that do this in a very good way are game.bps by Wakana. Don't know if you've played it.
I might have.
Halloween themed horror.
Maybe not.
Creepy stuff.
Is that the one with the bookies and stuff? Is that the one with, like, hang on, wasn't there, like, a YouTube video of that earlier?
I made a Let's Play of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Perfect. You did the YouTube video of that earlier. That was the one.
Yeah.
Okay, then, I have seen it.
Another hack that
has... Everyone check out the YouTube video of Dan.
Link it. In the description.
Below.
I upload the videos.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and click the bell to receive notifications.
Another hack
and subscribe now, then also at the end of the video, like and subscribe again. Tell your friends to like and subscribe. Send it to your grandparents in the reply to that 17 message, chain message they've been sending you on Facebook.
RE, you'll get a kick out of this.
As I was wanting to say, another hack that does the exploration thing quite well is a hack that Ivy also lets played, which is Crimson Skies, Mushroom Kingdom under Crimson Skies. But that's because the entire thing was based on Zelda games. The creator of the hack is a massive Zelda fan.
So it's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley. That kind of stuff I really, really enjoy. I mean, Kaizo is not my thing at all. I hate
it. Yeah, that is not my bag, baby.
It's not my thing. And just anything with a hard difficulty, I prefer more of the casual stuff. Just easy, normal difficulty.
I know that feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a rage streamer. I'm just going to be like,
No, I just really want to have a good time when playing SMW hacks. I don't want to get frustrated about it.
The nice thing about having a community as large as ours is that there's a little bit of everything to be found here.
Yeah,
you can look through the list of hacks and be like, ooh, I like this. Or you can you sort by category? I actually don't know. It's embarrassing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Dan, how do you feel about levels that aren't like specifically like puzzle levels? But, like, the obstacles in the levels require, like, the kind of same kind of puzzle I've been thinking to get past.
Can you repeat that?
The last bit,
think
maybe.
Fast, like an action puzzle?
Yeah, not exactly like an action puzzle. Like, say, like, you have, like, a specific obstacle that follows a specific pattern, and you have to, like, work out what the best timing for it is. Or platforms that appear and disappear. Like,
blocks?
If it's done right, yes. There's a lot of examples where people try to do that kind of stuff and it just doesn't work out. But I do enjoy that, yeah.
Is it a substitute for puzzles in Zelda puzzles in Super Mario World?
I don't know if I would put them exactly the same. Like, Zelda has action-y bits, but not in the same way Mario does. Yeah, like, the Shadow Temple is kind of the closest you get to a platforming section in Zelda, that huge room with, like, jumping off of moving blocks and things like that.
I guess the better question would be, how would you transfer the puzzling of Zelda into Mario?
Well, can we... Are we sticking to vanilla?
No.
Okay.
Heck no.
Well, there's some blocks in the section that add key lock blocks. And
like the
also
key doors for Mario
keys.
2 or yeah, whatever. Or Zelda doors. 2, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. If you do that right, if you just get that in your level right, you can actually make, well, a Metroidvania-style game pretty easily. It's something that I'm actually working on. I just haven't touched it in a month now.
Don't worry, I haven't touched my Metroid hack in about a month either.
But yeah, if using those blocks can already bring out that Zelda feeling, that's something that I want to go for in my own hack.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I'm not a professional at this.
I think you would need stuff like permanent power-ups.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, some way to just access power-ups like in Kirby Milky Way Wishes. Just
like
bam,
an inventory system.
That's my copy of Kirby now.
That would be neat, actually, but I don't know who could code that. I can't.
It's like a more advanced kind of thing. That's definitely something they would do in SMBX. I don't know if they even have that there yet, though.
Yes?
The kind of hemorrhaging coders right now, we need to like get more people interested in coding. You want ASM workshops or something like that?
There's some talk about it. We haven't settled on anything just yet, but I know I personally would like to get the workshops kind of going again. We had it years ago, but it's been a while since the last one, I believe. Well, that's an interesting style of design, Dan. It's not really my preferred, because I usually feel like
Thanks
Mario.
For providing a contrasting opinion.
I look at things differently.
Yep. That's fair. That's fine. That's perfectly fair. I usually feel like puzzles slow things down too much for me to enjoy them properly. But if you build the whole game around that, and you're not just shoehorning a puzzle into a level, then yeah, why not?
Let me ask you this. Did you grow up with Zelda?
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually love it, like, a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, then something went wrong.
Something went wrong. Your brain is broken.
And on that note, we'll leave that mystery for later. Last notes, apparently Dan is amazing and Impetus is lame, so...
That's written in, like, 72-point giant... 96-point font on the notes.
That's real.
Bolted and underscored and purple, so... I wonder who
wrote that. Wait, the line about how amazing Dan is struck out, so never mind, Dan is not amazing.
There's
He's
been
some something else, but we
don't,
know what
that
he is.
That is it, I am leaving.
Anonymous
call
is
I got
tearing
this.
Up the house.
Hang on. Hold that. My crew.
Anonymous
I'm no
liger.
Lame.
Yep, then I,
I'm,
no longer
I'm now
applies.
On lame.
No one is lame and no one is amazing. We're just a bunch of...
It's perfect. Duality of
Team
man.
Mediocre.
There. Yeah. Now I'm no longer lame, see?
As an extra thing, Dan...
I swear to God, yeah.
I honestly would really like to play a hack that was like sort of exploration-based with like sort of Zelda-style power-ups as well. Mm. Like you can switch your power-ups. Like if you do come up with that one day, I'd really like to play
That'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
Alright.
Because I enjoyed that part of Kirby so much.
That sounds like the future of Super Mario World hacking right there. So I hope
you
do get it
done. If
you
ever get good enough to make this.
Well, I literally haven't opened up Luna Magic myself since I did the VLDC entry in 4 days.
Damn. Well, and I know someone who could potentially code a system like that. It's just I don't think he wants to. Because he's very busy with his own projects. But
that's fair.
I'll finish it someday.
I could probably code it myself in SMBX with Lua, because Lua is for babies, and I am a baby.
I know.
So
all right.
Enjoy being a baby.
Yeah.
Tell him if he codes it, he can be on the most popular podcast in the entire Super Mario World Central.
What an incentive.
I'll tell him once I feel like hacking again, which can take a while.
Ebbs and flows.
All right, so I think we're about done here.
That ought to do it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. The music for the intro and the outro, because I forgot to say it earlier, is Gerudo Valley by GGamer77.
Classic tune.
And that's it. This is episode 2, the design episode. That took way longer to get to design than anything else.
The gaming episode, which is probably going to be our main segment, considering how we can literally just talk about it for hours.
Yeah, apparently. So,
thank you so much for that listening to my podcast.
Because we're all goddamn nerds.
We are all goddamn nerds, yep. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you again next time.
Make sure to like and subscribe to SNW Central YouTube. Like this video. Leave a comment below telling us how we can make the podcast better. How awesome Impetus is and how lame Van is.
Share this video on your Facebook profile.
Share this to everyone.
Shilling.
Let's try to get this video to 1,000 views. That'll
500
mean
thumbs up, guys.
YouTube famous.
And pays us.
And you want us to become YouTube famous, right? You care about us, right? You'd help us, right? You wouldn't ban us, right?
500 likes and Dan will do an avatar reveal.
Wow.
Oh. I'm hearing this for the first time.
Let's get out of here, guys. Thanks for listening. See you again next week.
Later.